வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of June, 1974, in Germany.
Translation: life's desires should never be aimed at gratifying the senses. One should desire to live only because human life enables one to inquire about the absolute truth. This should be the goal of all works.
Jivasya tattva jigyas, inquiring about the absolute truth. That is the only business of human being.
Now may I put a question? Just I think there's one way to reconcile. This was given just now as a Christian rule or the other side, as far as the body is concerned. Because I think there are three conscience of body. The one looks only at health. The second one only at beauty. But the third one we are never talking about has to look to transparency of our body consciousness, to become transparent in a way that in our body and through our body we might look for the absolute truth.
Yeah.
If this goes together.
So the thing is that if my life is based on false conception that I am this body, so the bodily appreciation of beauty or any other thing, that is also false. That is also false. If I am not this body, then anything conceived in relation with this body, that is false.
Or usually we see the body in connection with beauty or health. But there's another possibility to use the body as a transparent medium to conceive the absolute truth.
Yeah, that is explained here. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. That means with this body you should not waste your time like the birds and bees, but utilize it for inquiring about the absolute truth. That is reality. So that you have to learn how with this body you can utilize your energy to understand the absolute truth and re-establish your relationship with the absolute truth.
So he asks, is this a waste of our energy if we try to do good for others, if we smile and be kind?
But you cannot do good to others because you do not know what is good. You are thinking of good in terms of your body. But body is false. Therefore the conception of goodness is also false. I withdraw that word, false. But it is not you. It is false in this sense that you are accepting this body yourself. But that you are not. Just like
I live my identity
with the body. But the body is false. False in this sense that you are not this body.
I am only with
you are simply just I am occupying this apartment. But I am not this apartment. I am different from this apartment.
Yes.
This is understand. So if you take interest of the apartment and you forget yourself, that is false. If I simply decorate this apartment and I don't eat myself, then what is this? This is false attack. Okay? We are trying, this is called, in Bhagavad it is said that apranasya hi dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. Now, this body, you or I, everyone, we are nicely dressed. But if the life is gone from the body, if you dress the body, is that very good intelligence? You have understood?
Yes.
That I am dressing, so long my life is there, I am dressing very nicely, this body. But when the body is dead, if you dress the body, or somebody, or your relative dresses nicely, it is very good intelligence. But because he does not know that he is not his body.
Yeah, but he said, yeah. Because if we go out of the room, the room remains as it is, but if we go out of the body, the body doesn't remain. So he said there must be an intimate connection between the soul.
But the remains mean in the same way. It's like if I leave this room and it remains here, in few years' time it will be destroyed. And similarly, if you leave this body, in 3 hours it will be, it is a question of hours and years. The soul is different from the body.
Yes, but at the same time, he said that there must be a very intimate connection, actually a oneness of body and soul. That is what is now.
No.
As long as we are alive.
That is not oneness. Just like this room is important so long I am living. Otherwise it has no importance. Even the body is very dear, I throw it out.
He doesn't want to separate
it. But you say you must separate. As soon as your death comes, your body will be kicked out by your relative.
I think the difference is now just one, that folks spoke about our lifetime, that during our lifetime there's an intimate unity between life and soul. As we exchange it, and he makes no doubt that the soul is something different of the body. Mm-hmm. And when soul goes out, there is no life anymore. So I think you can understand that.
Maybe that one thing, perhaps it makes a difference if the person thinks, I am the spirit, I have a body, or he thinks, I am a body and I possess a soul. That is an important point.
Yes, that is his mistake. That he is body and he possesses a soul, but not that. His soul is covered by his body. Another example, just like your coat, so long you use it, it is important. And if you don't use it, it is not important. But if you take coat, it is very important. But it is important, so long you use it. But if you don't use it, it is torn, you throw it out, you take another coat.
Can we not also say that self and not self must separate, either in death, involuntarily, or through destiny?
Must separate.
Self and not self must separate.
Must separate.
Either through death or destiny.
Yeah, that is called death. You separate from this body, you accept another body, this period is called death. So, the body which you occupied previously, that is false now. Now the body which you have occupied now, that is important now. So you are giving stress on the body, which I am changing after a few years. That is the problem.
There is a misunderstanding. I think it would be important for us all to know, what would you say to the question, how to realize the last truth? And what do you mean by realize the eternal truth? That real life, real and eternal life, means nothing but to recognize the Father in the Son.
Yes. That is real business. And we have created so many unnecessary, superfluous business. We have set aside the real business to know the Father. And that is the mistake of this series.
Professor Durkheim's question was very simply, what is our way, or what is our method to realize the highest truth? To realize the highest truth.
Because we would learn from you what's your way.
Yeah.
What is our process?
The simplest method is to associate with the Father or the Absolute Truth by associate. This association can be possible. God, His name, His form, His pastimes, His abode, His paraphernalia, everything is God. Because absolute. First of all, you should understand this, absolute truth. Just like here in the relative world, the name of a person is different from the person. But in the absolute world, the name and the person the same. So, we are preaching this, that is, chant the holy name of God. You associate immediately with God. if you associate immediately with God, then you gradually you become godly. The example is, it is like you put one iron rod in the fire. It becomes warm, warmer, warmer, and red, at last red hot. When it is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. Similarly, if you simply associate with God, then gradually you become godly, or all the qualities of God. Then you understand God, and your life becomes perfect.
The holy name of Krishna.
Holy name of God.
Of God.
If you don't like to chant Krishna, you chant in your own way.
You have to
chant the name of God. If you know the name of God, chant it.
Yes.
If you do not know, then take it from me. We are recommending to chant the holy name of God. If you know, you chant that name. And if you don't know, then take it from me. Explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that God has many thousands of names, or God has no name. No name means he has God. So many thousands and millions of names that you cannot say this is only God's name. This is one sense. But how God names are understood? The God names are understood by his action. Just like we say Krishna. Krishna means all attract. God is all attract. God is attractive for the Hindus, for the Muslims, for the Christians, for everyone. Therefore, being all attractive, this is a Sanskrit word of all attraction, Krishna. This is the explanation of the attribute of God. Similarly, if you have got a similar name, which explains the attributes of God, there is also God's name.
This is I am God.
Yes, I think he said the Lord Jesus Christ said, God, hallowed be thy name.
The Lord is clear.
Yes.
All Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
So he has a name. You find out what is his name and chant it.
Yes.
And if you do not know, then take it from us. There you go. He has name. He has name. He's not without name. Now he can be no name. He says, hello, be thy name. He has name, therefore he says.
But there's no name.
That doesn't mean. He might not have mentioned or you have not noted. But when he says, hello, be thy name, there must be the name. Therefore I say, if you do not know the name, you take it from us. That is intelligence. Why should you say that there is no name? He says, hallowed be thy name. There must be name. But you do not know.
But it was purposely done not to say the name of God to...
Because there is name. You find out.
He said this, when there is said, hallowed be thy name, it's meant in this way, that there's no mention of a particular name to...
Be respected. Yes, yes. So that we say that God has no particular name, but according to action, his name is the. Just like Krishna. Krishna is not the name. Krishna means all attractiveness.
Just as Buddha is not a name.
Because he is a man of knowledge, that is called Buddha.
The one who has reached.
Buddha means. One who has perfect knowledge.
Buddha is not the name of somebody.
That's why you say, hallowed be thy name, President. President. Now the President has a name, but you do not know. But the President must have a name.
Has the name a special esoteric meaning? Mm. And is the technique of chanting the name, has this a special hidden purpose that the unenlightened
do not know? Not hidden, but open. Because Absolute is not different from his name. Therefore, when you chant the name of the Absolute, that means you associate with the Absolute. And as soon as you associate with the Absolute, you become purified.
Like iron and fire.
Yes, yes. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva, 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 Gatirannasa. For your perfection, you simply chant the name of the Lord, Hare Nama. Hare Nama. Hare means of the Lord, and Nama means name. The thrice, just like we give stress three times, you do it, you do it, you do it. This is a good stress. Similarly, the Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Nama Iva Kevalam. Simply chant the Lord's name. Kalu, in this age of Kali, Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatirandata. There is no other alternative for self-realization, no other alternative for this. Therefore, stress should be given for everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord. Kali means the age of quarrel, the age of quarrel. This age is simply about fighting and quarreling. They are not interested to understand the absolute truth, but they are interested in fighting and quarreling. Therefore, this age is called Kali. Kali means fighting.
Would you please, before I next, to further elucidate your technique as of one chants the name of God, and will you please be so kind as to elucidate further in some particular way, or what comes was not Natsuk in Indian name. What should be done in addition to that, or how it is formulated in the complete system of your reverence teaching?
Yeah, this is the Bhakti Marga main. The first thing is Savanam, hearing. That's why these books are being written, to give chance people to hear. That is first business. If you don't hear about God, you simply imagine something. Now you must hear about God. We are publishing 80 books like this. Simply to hear about God. Then when you hear perfectly, then you can describe to others. That is called kirtan. Savanam, kirtan. And when the process goes on, hearing and chanting or describing, kirtanam means describing. Just like our, this whole society is hearing from these books and they are going out to describe. This is called kirtan. Then, by these two processes, hearing and chanting, you remember. Smaranam. That means, remembering, you always associate with God.
So at all times, remember me.
Yes. Savanam, kirtanam, business, smaranam, pada sevanam. Then worship in the beauty. To offer flowers to the lotus feet of the Lord, to garland, to dress, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, offer prayer, dasam, sarv. In this way, there are nine different processes.
Maybe. We have a similar thing in the Christian parallel to the Pagani Vatican goddess in translation given from Buddha Lorenzo.
Yes, Christian method, the offering prayer. And that is bhakti. That is bhakti. Kali Yuga means fight. Nobody is interested to understand the truth, but they simply fight. In my opinion, this, I say my opinion, this, he say his opinion. So many foolish opinions and fight between themselves. This is the age. No standard opinion. Everyone has got his own opinion. Therefore, there must be fight. Everyone says, I think like this. Oh, what is your value? You are thinking like that. That is correct. Because you have no standard knowledge. If a child says, the father, in my opinion, he shall do it. Is that opinion to be taken? If he does not know the thing, how he can give his opinion? But here, in this age, everyone is prepared with his own opinion. That which is fight, quarrel. Just like the United Nations, all the big men go there to become united, but they are increasing clash. That's all. Fighting. It is a society of fighting only. The Pakistan, the Hindustan, the American, the Vietnam, it was meant for unity. But it is rendered into fighting association. That's all. Everything. Because everyone is imperfect and he wants to give his perfect knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Do you mean the Kali Yuga exists all the time?
No. This is the period. Therefore, this Brahma Sutra says that you should be eager to inquire about the Absolute Truth. Tathāta Brahma Jidgyāsā. Now the answer, next quote is, the Brahma or the Absolute Truth is there from which or from whom everything has come. Tathāta Brahma Jidgyāsā Janmādhyasya Jatahā. Now, you find out where is the, everyone is trying to find out what is the ultimate cause. That should be the end. If you follow this philosophical course, then your fighting will stop. It will be sober. This verse also. Tattva Jigyasa. Tattva Jigyasa means to inquire about the Absolute Truth. Sit down. Now there should be a class of men, very intelligent class of men in the society, who are discussing about the Absolute Truth. And they will inform others, this is Absolute Truth, my dear friends, my dear, you do it like this. That is one thing. But here everyone is Absolute Truth. That is fighting.
It was always the design of mankind to find, and then he says the king should be wise and the wise man should be king.
Yes.
So he says this was always the desire, but...
But the thing is that this desire is there everywhere, but whose desire is standard? That should be understood. Everyone is desired, but whose desire is to be followed? What is the actual, factual desire? That is to be understood. Unless you do not know what is the standard of desire, then the fighting will go up. You desire, you know, I desire in mind.
Knowledge
is described. Knowledge is according to the quality of the person.
Yes.
If the man is a divorce, what is the value of his knowledge? You see, we cannot take up the knowledge achieved by a divorce. The perfect human being is described. Samodamo to be kha, hajava. Hang on.
I cannot have heaven on earth simply by my desire to.
No, this type, there are intelligent class of men. They sit together, they do not fight. Still, you can make, because the example is there, but that requires qualification. Therefore, what is the qualification?
Shyamodamasta praksocham shantir ajavam evacha. Translation. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanists work.
That is the quality of the highest intelligent class of man. See, if you do not find such qualities, how you see the knowledge will be perfect. These are the qualities.
He's doubting if we should be convinced about that.
Well, if he is not self-controlled, he will not be convinced. Because he will feel it is rebellious. I can do anything as I like. I can eat whatever I like. So how he will like this idea, self-control?
But one question is, these virtues have been always asked for by Christian churches also. But then today we realize that the virtues are on one level with the vices, that they are something different. If you pass through an initiatic step, you get somewhere, you see, where we can understand, for instance, if Christ says, let the dead bury their dead. A phrase like this appeals to a different level. So I think as long as...
No, it is not a different level. The advice is given according to the kind person. So, if people follow Lord Christ, instruction, that is also perfect. But they do not follow.
They do not?
They do not follow.
Sure.
That's it. Otherwise, either you follow Bhagavad Gita or Bible as they are, then you become gradually perfect. The difficulty is that do not follow. And still they are claiming, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am this, I am that. Rubber stamp. No qualification, but rubber stamp. This is the difficulty. First of all, I acquire this material qualification, then talk of spiritual.
Just that,
I think in the university, if one wants to learn about law, he must be graduate, first of all.
Yes, in India.
So, first of all, you become graduate, then talk of law, books. So, in that, if you first of all become a Brahmin, then you understand about Brahma, absolutely. Without becoming Brahmin, how can I miss?
Three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society, were created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
Your message, I think, will be very much appreciated by that user of today in the western part of the world who says to the adults, you have educated us to go to maintain our position in the world, to do something useful for the community, and to behave nicely. But you never ask us who we are and who we should become.
That's the beginning of our talk, that you are spirit soul.
Everybody?
You are spirit soul.
Yes.
Not this body. That is the beginning of our talk.
First of all, we are speaking of a gradual process of self-realization, first adopting these fundamental qualities and going further and further. So he asks if it's missing, it is not possible to become illuminated at once by God's grace, become converted without undergoing this.
Chant Hare Krishna. That is. Yes, you haven't got to undergo these and that. Simply chant and it will become perfect. So easiest, but still they will not accept. That is the division. When you give the easiest way, they won't accept. Easiest way is we are recommending to chant the holy name of God. Do it. Not that you chant the name of Krishna. You have got your name of God. You chant that. Begin that. Then you do not know. So our recommendation is not my recommendation, from the Vedic literature, authoritative recommendation, and the Bhagavad Gita, satatam kirtantam mam jatantascha dhiravrata. Everything is there. You begin. That's why I said in this age, so many things is impossible to be done. But you begin chanting the holy name of God. What is the difficulty?
To know of a name.
To know why you are doubtful. There is name. If you do not know, take it from us.
I see it. So many.
Why you deny that?
There's thousands and millions of.
That's all right. Here is one name. Why don't you take it?
No, I said millions of men are looking for the name.
Yeah. But if I'm giving the name, why don't you take it?
Why? Because I am not convinced that it's a right name.
That is your misfortune. That is your misfortune.
Yes.
How can I help? You do not know the name. If somebody is informing you, here is the name. You still will not tell. That is your misfortune. What can we do? A misfortune that one cannot be helped. Satatam kirtantam mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam. Yatantascha judha pratha. Namatyantascha mam bhakya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Yes. And when I was in Africa, I saw the people are looking for the name and chanting like you chant, but they have a complete different idea of God. My question is, how can I know what is the right name? From where do you know it?
But as a human being, you can study what you have seen in Africa, what you are seeing here. There's much difference.
I mean, my impression only. I saw seeing the people.
Just like these boys and girls, they are coming from Jewish group or Christian group. They have not come from India. So how they are chanting and enjoying, you can see.
No, I mean the attention. Yeah. They
are really. The Palina policy, you have to see the result and study.
I was quite surprised.
Yes. And ask them to induce to chant any other name. They will not do that. Palina policy. You have to study by the result of the activity. Not theory.
Yes, that would be the Christian form.
Yeah.
That's the same as the Christian Christianity, when St. Paul speaks. They had the same.
No, we say that we follow Christian principle, we become perfect. But the difficulty is nobody follows anything. He follows his own opinion. Yes, in my opinion. What you are, your opinion. That is the difficulty. Yes, you can check.
Srila Prabhupada, in the Bible there are even a lot of statements regarding chanting, instructions that people should chant the holy name of God. Like in the Old Testament it said from morning to evening you should chant the holy name of God.
Yes. That is the business in these days. Chant the holy name of God.
Whatever you do in the name of Jesus Christ is the matter.
That's all they take this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The simplest method, chant the holy name of God. That's
it. Should this chanting be loud, or can it also be a half loud whisper or silently mentally? Does it play any difference? Does it make any difference?
And if you chant loudly, then others can hear. They also take benefit. Even the birds and beasts, they will hear and be benefited. Therefore, loud chanting is recommended. So that even the birds, beasts, trees, plants, they can hear.
Yeah. I seldom saw so many happy faces as today, this evening, below.
That is the case in America also. They, ladies and gentlemen, ask them, are you Americans?
Yes.
Are you Americans?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they do not see Americans, such a nice place. One Christian priest, I was going from Los Angeles to Hawaii, so he came to talk with me. He asked, Sahiji, how is that your disciples look so bright? He inquired. Yes.
Without drugs.
Yes. And one Christian priest issued one pamphlet that these boys, they are our boys, but before this they are not coming to the church, they did not want to ask anything about God. Now they are mad after God. He admitted, they are our men. And I give you another example. In our Los Angeles temple, this was a church, big church. It was not going up. It was being closed. It was sold to us. And now we go and see there is daily thousands of the same man, the same place. The crowd is so crowded. Why? I have not brought all these men from India. Just.
There are hardly any.
Unless it is something sublime, how they are accepting. And they are all young boys. Not that they have become old, therefore they are singing after God. And young man has got so many aspirations to go to the restaurant to smoke, to enjoy, girlfriend, boyfriend, they are given up everything.
And they are working in society. They are working in
society. We are working, we are writing this book and selling. That's all. This is our work. We are modern. Even in the Indian parliament, the question was raised that how does this international society is spending lavishly? What is their income? There is a rumor that Americans are sending these CIA or just rascal thing that the CIA has come to dance and chant. So the upper the reply was given that we have no information that these people are CIA, but we know that they are maintaining themselves by selling their literature and public contribution. And we have got 102 centers like this. This is not very, if you go to a Los Angeles center, New York center, and other Vrindavan center and Navadvip center, not less than 200 men are there, always. And we are providing the food center, we give education to the children, we are getting them married, we don't allow these boys to leave as friends. No, you have been married. Yes. Here is a girl, Kausalya. I picked her from Hawaii. Now we can ask what she was and what she is now. Now she is married, she is happy, she is everything. Life is there. Yes. So I think you are all learned gentlemen, you should give us support and cooperate with this movement. It's a very nice movement. That is my request to you.
May we take a leave, Srila?
No, you sit down. For I have not. I can talk all night. Because it is Krishna's talk. That is, you have read all it. Satatam kirtantam. Why this talk? Satatam. Go on, continue. What is that? Satatang means? Satatang kirtantang maam yatantastha jiyabhita namasantastha maam.
In what way can we support or cooperate with your movement? In what way can we be of optimal benefit to your movement?
That is a simple thing. You chant Hare Krishna. Yes.
No, I mean in a further, in an extended way, in being in for example...
We have got a life membership program.
You can become a life member and read all these books and chant Hare Krishna.
No,
there is no loss. Suppose you chant Hare Krishna, there is no material loss on your part. But if there is any gain, why don't you take it?
No, my question was perhaps a little... not quite clear. Many of us here, myself, represent not only their personal selves, but here on behalf of certain institutions, and we are active in some form or the other of public service, this gentleman probably also. And in what way, for example, would we serve your movement by giving a clear explanation about the aims of your activity, for example, removing prejudices,
yes,
and supporting Sanskrit studies and the better distribution of the Bhagavad Gita in this form, in such a way perhaps?
Yes. We are writing this book for distribution.
Yes.
The people,
yes, I've already suggested that.
Yeah. And they are not manufactured knowledge.
Yes.
The standard knowledge,
yes,
basic knowledge.
Yes, yes.
And explaining for, yes, understanding of the people in general.
Yes, yes.
Each word is being explained.
Yes. Yes, good for what is, yes, I said that.
Yes. Here is my dictaphone. I'm sitting here.
Hmm.
So as soon as I start talking, I should write immediately. Hmm. At night also, I get up at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Hmm.
I write this book.
I came to the United States in 1965, and this movement was started in 1966-67. And since that time, he has published about 20 books like this, including Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Chaitamrita.
And what is the number of books sold last year?
4 million.
4 million.
May I please put a question before I forget? I heard from our, I read in your, in the invitation, that this center is not only a center as such, but something more. It should also be an ashram and also a forest university in the tradition of the ancient times.
Yes.
A kind of a university
of
Indian and allied sciences, Vedic sciences.
My idea is that all our centers should be self-supported.
Mm-hmm.
We do not like that idea that for your support you have to go 100 miles to get your bread. That is a very, very dangerous thought. You produce your food locally and then support yourself. The main problem is what to eat, where to sleep. So we get some place and support ourselves by producing our own food.
Huh?
We have already begun.
Yeah.
New now, West Virginia,
yeah,
and similar other centers. We are producing our food, grains, vegetables, fruits, and milk. That is everything. But they don't kill any animal.
No.
That is done.
But will this center also be a kind of a place of learning for Sanskrit studies and allied topics?
Yes,
that is important.
We are educating our children,
yes,
in Dallas,
yes,
a very good institution,
yes,
Sanskrit and English.
Yes.
And they are reading this book.
Mm-hmm.
That is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
If they read this book, all many different departments of knowledge will be acquired. Jasmin vijnati sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti. What are these pictures?
These are pictures of our society's activities.
Very constructive and very... so much success in a relatively very short time.
Mm-hmm.
If you began in 1967.
Yeah.
67. Awesome. And during the Bangladesh crisis, you also...
Yes, anyone can repeat that much. There are many refugees, so we fed them.
Awesome. But that automatically answers the question of this gentleman also, the body in the service of other people. It is already necessary.
Yes.
No, we give food. Anyone come and take food. Here also, there is no question of Bangladesh, but anyone come and take food. In our Mayapur center, we specially give food distribution on Saturday and Sunday. At least 5,000 people.
Five.
So all humanitarian work is included.
Included.
And now we have come to Germany.
Mm.
We cooperate and make it a great success.
Yes.
For the general benefit of the whole humanity.
Yes.
Play about arts, music, literature.
Yes.
Culture, food, everything.
I think it will also help to quite a considerable extent for the removing of prejudices and for a better understanding of...
This is the only platform where all people, all religion, all culture can unite.
And towards
this is the only platform. Krishna consciousness.
You
practically see how they are becoming successful. In Africa also, they are responding.
Chinese.
I don't know if it's Chinese.
Japanese or?
Yes.
Japanese.
Oh.
And Hindi.